I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:46. Thanks for joining us. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your Tuesday morning. Got frost across much of the North Shore, where we're down in the low 30s with low winds. 40s mostly in the city with wind chills making it feel like the low 40s. So bundle up if you're heading out this morning. Robert Hogan is the chairman of the Department of Political Science at LSU and joins us now on the live line. Good morning, Professor Hogan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Immigration has dominated much of the political conversation now since the campaign for the presidency, and now we've seen it come right here to Southeast Louisiana and across the state, really, with Border Patrol agents, some 250 of them, conducting sweeps and operations to root out and remove illegal immigrants. How is this playing politically with elected officials here in Louisiana?
Well, in Louisiana, I think that it depends on which populace you were looking at. A recent poll that came out of New Orleans residents indicated that it is not playing very well. But I suspect statewide it is probably, I haven't seen any polls statewide, but I suspect that Louisiana generally, the support is quite high and is similar to what we see for a typical Republican state in the South. I suspect support is quite high. I think that, I think that the evidence of that is in how the politicians are acting. You see the governor not only embracing this movement in Louisiana of ICE, but also he's welcoming it, and so. I think that for the governor, he views this as something that is very positive, that can help burnish his conservative credentials among the electoral constituency that he has courted for a very long time. So you see the same thing in the attorney general. The attorney general has been issuing statements saying that people we have state laws that prevent people getting in the way of ICE and other federal agents doing their work. These constant reminders about this. So I think they view it as a winning political issue, given the sort of constituency they're courting. And I think it's fair to say that the vast majority, I suspect, of Louisiana voters would be supportive of it.
Well, we know that President Trump campaigned very heavily on this issue, both the first time and this time that he got elected. Initially, it was the build the wall that propelled him into office. And during this most recent campaign, when he was elected, he really did promote stronger enforcement and removal of illegal immigrants, although it seemed at the time the conversation was more about criminal illegal immigrants who had committed the worst of the atrocities, murder, rape, armed robbery, and other crimes, but it's turned now more into just anyone who's here illegally, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, there are a couple things here. One is you know, what do voters actually think about different immigration enforcement actions? And if you ask them, for example, the New York Times recently did a nice little description of this. If you say deporting immigrants who are here illegally and have criminal records, you see broad support for this. The percentage of people, the difference between the percentage of people who support it versus don't support it is like 77 percentage points. But then if you go down and ask, well, what about deporting immigrants who are here in the country legally? You get a, you get about the exact opposite. And you get everything in between. Deporting those who fail to show up for an immigration status hearing. Okay, there's broad support for that, but not as high as if you had asked them about, you know, getting rid of those with criminal records. So a lot of it has to do with how you ask the question. And also, what that seems to suggest is that, you know, people have different perspectives on aspects of this immigration enforcement policy. And I think politicians recognize that, and that influences the rhetoric that they choose to use. And so you have a lot more emphasis on the Trump administration is saying, look, we're going after those with criminal records. That's who we're going after. Now, does that reflect reality? Sometimes it doesn't, because we know that a lot of people, the recent national media has shown through its analysis that, about half of the people who are swept up in these raids nationally don't have any criminal records. And
other than entering the country illegally.
Right, which is that is correct, but they are not criminals of they've not in the sense that they have broken into someone's house or they've stolen something or something like that. So there's a big difference here, and I think the Trump administration recognizes that and recognizes how they describe these things is important for how much support they get from the public. And there have been reports in New Orleans that the it's difficult for some media organizations to figure out who the people are who have been swept up and who have been detained. And that may be part of the strategy of not letting the media in on who is actually being detained.
Yeah, Border Patrol has not been terribly forthcoming with information, instead conducting their operations and not really saying much publicly about it. At least for the next 3 years, though, we should expect this to continue to be the policy of the United States of America as long as Donald Trump is president, right?
Oh, I think so. I mean, whatever you say about Donald Trump, I mean, he adheres to one of the major rules of politics. And then as you dance with the one that brung you, you satisfy your political constituency. And I think he's doing that with great success. I mean, if you look at the social media platforms that cover him and follow him, you get a lot of people on there who have a lot of followers who tell you, this is what I voted for. And this is something that certainly Republicans highly support. I mean, the partisan nature of this issue is stark. You see Democrats being opposed to it. You see Republicans being overjoyed by it. And so this is a winning issue, at least from the Trump perspective. In terms of the way campaigns are run in American politics, looking in the short term and the congressional elections that are coming up, as well as the presidential elections in 3 years.
So you think this will be a big issue in the midterms and a big issue again when we're picking the next president of the United States?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Professor Hogan, we always appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWL.
Nice talking with you.
Have a great day. I'm Dave Cohen. Let's check on WWL traffic.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.